Father, we just walk into your presence. Wow. Thank you, Papa. That's just not, we just don't want to hurry right here. We just want to stay in his presence. Why don't you ask the Lord a question? Lord, how much do you love me? And just listen to him. How many people felt the Lord spoke to them? That's good. We'll receive that as a gift from him today.
One of the things that Sandra and I get to do every week is to read all the different prayer requests that we write on the card. And it seemed like last Sunday there was far more requests for prayer from family and friends that have sickness and pain in their bodies. And so I'd like everyone who has pain in your body, or you have a family member that has some sort of sickness and disease, could you stand up, put your hand in the air so we know who you are? And the rest of us, let's just gather around one of these people. Find out if it's them. Find out if it's a brother, sister, child. We probably spent a good half hour last Tuesday morning just praying for people. And again, almost about every second card, it was a health issue. So keep your hand up until someone comes to you. So church, look around. If someone's hand's up, that means no one's come to them yet. So whether you feel that you're good at praying or not, look around. Some of you need to look backwards because there's people behind you. So just move out of your chair. Find someone who has their hand up. There's folks at the front that need someone to come to them. There's folks at the back. So again, church, look behind you as well. Look in front. There's some hands over here. We just need someone to come to them. If there's like six of you with one person, maybe some of you can peel off and go and find someone. A couple more people at the front need someone to come to them. If someone's come to you, you can put your hand down. Has a gentleman right in the middle here. Right over here. There's a lady right over here in the pink that needs someone to go to her. I didn't even see the hands of those of you that are at home right now or in your office. But Daddy, we're asking that the presence of God would come and diseases would bow in the name of Jesus. Sicknesses would go. We command our bodies to get in alignment with the will of God. And the Bible is very clear that God's heart is that our bodies are in peace, that there's not stress or discomfort. God made us to be a healthy machine, as it were. And the Bible's very clear. Jesus says it. The apostles say it. Our enemy is Satan. Satan is the one who brings sickness. He's the one that tries to kill us. He tries to kill our bodies. And so, Father, we're asking that you would put the cross of Jesus between us and every bit of sickness. Put the cross of Jesus between our families and every bit of sickness and disease. Father, we're asking that you'd come from our head to our toes and just rush right through. Cleanse our blood. Cleanse the organs in our bodies. Cleanse our skin. Cleanse our minds. Free us from addictions. Free us from, what's the right word, where your allergies. Father, free us from all the different challenges that come our way. Help those that have breathing problems, Father. Spirit of God, come. All those of you that have any kind of heart problem, can I get you to put your hand up? Blood circulation kind of things. Father, we just speak life into people's coronary system. Strength to your heart. We're asking, Father, for plaque to leave the veins of people so that blood can flow clearly. There's no congestion, no clots, no aneurysms. How many of you have had flu in your family over the last couple weeks? Flu, colds? Yep. So, Daddy, we're asking that our sinuses would be able to breathe clearly and deeply with no side effects at all. Father, may we not inhale the germs of others. Put us in a bubble, as it were, that we're just in a, wherever we go, we're in a germ-free zone. Spirit of God, come. Give our immune system strength. Strength into our bodies in the name of Jesus. I like to pray on a regular basis that the blood of Jesus, especially when we take communion together, which we did last Sunday, that whenever I drink the cup that represents the blood of Jesus, I like to ask Jesus for a monthly blood transfusion, as it were, for me to have the blood of Jesus in my body. And for me, as you take the bread, and even if you do that in your home and you have communion every day or every week, or if you maybe don't do that, maybe consider that, especially when you're sick. Because in that passage, it talks about the body of Jesus. And there's a strong correlation in the teaching on communion about that if we dishonor the body of Jesus, I don't think it refers to the Christians, the group of us. It could. I think it's more so referring to the physical body of Jesus, because the cup refers to the physical body of Jesus. And so its blood is for our sin issue, and the body of Jesus is for our physical issue. And so, Father, we just remember the last time, last Sunday, when we took the bread of Jesus, we took the body of Jesus, and we're asking, Father, just as that the bread that we eat goes into our body and just gets passed all through the blood systems and all that, that health and strength would come for every single person in this room. Is there anyone here that has a healing story from the last couple weeks that you'd like to run up and share a healing story? You got healed, you prayed for someone else, they got healed in the last couple weeks. Don't be shy. Run. Yes, no. Everyone's looking at me like someone else is going to do it. Amy, come on up.
First, and on the airplane, I caught, I do not know whether it's a fever, my whole body felt so pain, and the body temperature got up. Then last Sunday, I came to church, and I got healed during worship. So I want to give God glory, because I know when I was sick, I couldn't do the unpacking, you know, after I came back. But after I left church, and I was able to do what I need to do. So thank God and thank church.
That's good, isn't it? Strength comes. Amen. Anyone else have a story? Come on up.
So Valerie, what did God do?
This morning you woke me up at 5 o'clock. And got me up reading and praying. And we went into a vision of a traumatic event, a violent thing that had happened in my family when I was 12. And through that, he was able to show me where Jesus was in that and healed that memory and that trauma.
That's amazing. Thank you, Father. Don't you love it when he wakes you up early in the morning? Yeah. Bless you. Wonderful. Okay, well, so we're going to slowly just try and transition here. Can I just say one thing while Daphne's talking? If you can grab your cards that are in the front seat, and if you're a visitor, what we do is, this is for our regular people, but also for newcomers and visitors, if you can fill that card out, we're going to be putting that in the offering as it comes along. So if you want to get it right now, but if you're part of our church and you would like to send Stephen and I a message or one of the pastors or a prayer request, write it on the back and we pray for you every week. So bless you.
Yay. Good morning, church family. Good morning, church family. Do you know that Steve and Sandra are going to Mexico this week?
Ole,
you know, Steve, I walked into the office this week and I said, Steve, I'm very disappointed. I don't have a
cruise. Did you know that it was Daphne's birthday today? Happy birthday.
You can also send me to Mexico if you
want.
Okay,
let's sing happy birthday. Terry, ready? Happy birthday to you. Woo-hoo! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. We celebrate you,
Daphne.
Thank you.
I said to Darren this morning, I'm 45. I'm getting older.
Who has a birthday here today? Anybody have a birthday on
January 9th?
Anybody?
Okay, yes,
stand
one of
up.
My teachers.
Stand up.
Yoo-hoo!
If your birthday's today. Okay, people around them, pray a birthday blessing over them.
Amen. Can we pray incredible wisdom as you get older? I have an announcement to make. I know, Sandra, do you want to welcome everybody or we just go straight into my announcement? Okay, our kids do want to go. So the announcement I want to make, can I have you all giving me your attention? I like to see your eyes. I tell that to the kids all the time. It is the beginning of a new year, and with every new beginning, there is opportunity to get involved. And being the children's pastor, I would like to give you an opportunity to be involved in kids' ministry. So we need about 3 or 4 teachers in our preschool, and upstairs we need the same to minister with us on Sunday mornings. I don't want to take much time to tell you the advantages to being involved in kids' ministry, but I'll tell you one advantage. There's 5 of us going to a conference this week. It's great to go to the conference, but this conference is at Disney World. Everybody go, oh. So, you know, we did a lot of fundraising, and many of you contributed to our fundraising efforts, and I'm able to send 5 of our team from the Brampton campus and from here to go to a conference to be equipped in a kids' ministry this week at Disney World. But that, besides that, there is, you know, if you're looking for a place to get connected, to make a big impact in kids' lives or anyone's lives, if you just came, actually, what I'm going to do is, if there's anybody interested, anybody want to come and talk to me? This, if you, you know, maybe just slightly interested, I actually want to go upstairs, put the kettle on, and if you'll come up and have 10 to 15 minutes with me, I'll share a little bit of our hearts and vision in kids' ministry and see if that's something you'd like to do. Okay, wave at me if I can count on you coming upstairs. Anybody? I can do bribery. Oh, I see a man. I am very excited. One person. It is my birthday, everybody. I'm going to use bribery if I have to. I'm at the top of the stairs. Our office is right over there. If you'll come up, and I'll just give you 10 minutes, tell you what is involved on a Sunday morning, we would love to have you involved. Thank you.
Kids, incredible, wonderful kids, please go to kids ministry. So we have the nursery, it's here under our rainbow, that's our babies, which is up to 2 years of age. Under our lions are our preschoolers, our maybe 2, 3, and 4 year olds. And then our elephants is our kindergarten, which is mainly our 4 and 5s. Upstairs is our grade 1 to 6. If you're a young person in grade 7, 8, 9 and higher, particularly if you're a visitor today, you might not know that their service starts at 11 o'clock. So they're already over in the fire hall. And they've got their own worship and own service happening. Have a blessed day, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Kees van Velzen. I'm from the Netherlands. And it's funny that they ask a Dutchman for the offering talk, because we're not very known as giving people, so... Well, me and my wife are married 2 years, and at the day of our wedding, we said, like, okay, God, we're going to give our lives to you. And, well, we're here now 4 years, living on... We're interning and making no money, so... That's really like giving our lives to God, saying, God, we give everything, not only our hearts, but our time and our money. And you know, God has a lot of names, and one name of God is Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will see and the Lord will provide. And I don't know how you're here this morning or in what situation you're in, but sometimes when we have financial problems or whatever, and I lived in financial problems for my whole life, I grew up in that. And in these situations, it's hard to see God. It's hard to believe God for beyond. And like, his name is, I will provide. I see your problems, I will provide. And that's not only a name, but it's a part of his character. It's a part of who he is, that he will provide. And I want to encourage you this morning, just when you're in a situation, you're like, oh God, I can't give nothing. There is a godly principle that says, if you will... so you will reap. So I want to encourage you to not hold back in these situations, but to give. Because when you give, you will get more. And like I said, in these hard situations, it's hard to believe God for beyond. But if you want to see a miracle in your life, it takes a step in faith first. So I want to encourage you to give. To let God speak into your heart. Say, okay, God, I cannot give this morning, but I know you are our provider, and I know you see my problems. So, yeah. Just want to pray a second, and then the ushers can come to the front. And just let God speak into your heart. Father, I want to thank you for you, yeah, that you are good, and that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you are our provider, that you see our problems. And it, just not only a name, but it's a part of your character. It's a part of who you are. And I want to pray, Father, yeah, will you help us to give this morning, to give what you will have us to give. In Jesus' name.
So if the ushers can just come stand at the front, we're going to worship our way as we give our tithes and offerings. Just want to encourage you that there's offering envelopes in the... in front of the chairs in front of you. We can now write checks, if you're going to write a check, to Catch the Fire, so that's exciting. Yeah, Catch the Fire. Oh, yes. Do you want to do it? Okay, can we put the offering prayer up? Sorry, we have a new offering prayer, and I actually like this one. It's good. Sorry. I know. I know. I'm just so real, aren't I? Yeah. Okay, everybody stand up. Let's say this, because this is about our city, and we're going to... How about you can walk and talk at the same time, okay? Ready? Father, you have asked us to love our city by getting established. Be with us as we choose where to live and where to work. Help us to remember that we are called to live here. You have asked us to seek peace in our city. Father, show us how to be salt and light on our streets, at our jobs, and in our schools. Help us to be people of peace, carrying your presence everywhere. You have asked us to seek prosperity. Help us to be generous with our times, abilities, and finances. Father, may we not live for ourselves, but for others. May we reflect you and live as blessed people in our city. Father, you have asked us to pray for our city. Bless our government leaders, the civil servants, the business leaders, the educators, everyone. Help us learn to pray before we complain or criticize.
Yes.
You said that if we, our city prospers, we also will prosper. Father, bless our city today and all who live here. Grant us favor and increase anointing. Give us breakthroughs in health, relationships, and finances. Father, we bless you today as we give our tithes and offerings. And have us check. We want to invite the prophetic team. If you could just all come on the stage, the ones that you know who you are. And there's about six of them that are away today. But for the last year, we've sort of laid down the prophetic. And we just asked the Lord, you know what, we're just going to lay it down for a season and we're just going to hear what you have to say. And Mary Audrey's been giving, she made an announcement last week, but I know that there was a lot of people that weren't there here last week. So we're going to let her go ahead.
Hi, we're just encouraging those that are on the new team to find their way to the stage because we really would like Steve and Sandra's blessing, number one, but also your blessing. Because you see, as you would choose to bless, and I know that many of you are going to be recipients over the months that lie ahead. Gee, I thought we had a little team, and you know there's eight that aren't here because they had to leave a pre-meeting this morning that we had to go out and minister elsewhere. And then we've got a couple of people helping in the children's ministry. So they're a little bit of a rabble-rousing bunch. We just believe that they're the shape of things to come. Because we know that there's be an increase and an increase. And some of you are going to be wanting to be take part of the classes that are going to be upcoming when they get organized again. These were the ones that the Holy Spirit kind of pinpointed after going through three training sessions. And we have seasoned ones here and ones that are new. And we've told you over the months that it's sort of like a level playing field for everyone. We're all starting together as a new team. And next Sunday, prophetic ministry will begin with a little bit of a different format. I know you've heard this before, but what they say, the average person has to hear something seven times before it drops. And we'll have a special room for prophetic ministry, and it'll be overflow room 2, which is at the back under where the windows are, under the mezzanine. And for those of you that feel that the Lord might have something special for you, we're going to ask you to, it's a whole different way of doing it. We're going to ask you to be here by 9:15. Wow. 9:15. That's not 9:45. 9:15, because the whole prophetic issue, we believe, is to flow from a place of seeking his face and from worship. And then should the Holy Spirit choose to release a prophetic word for a particular person that day, then we're trusting that he will do it and he will pinpoint people to the team. So it's not going to be the old way of lining up and picking a number and signing in. It's going to be in a place of worship, seeking his face and coming from that into perhaps him speaking something, you know, particular to your heart. So I just wanted to let you know that we do begin next week, and it will be 3 Sundays a month. There's a sign out on the wall as you come into the church, and it'll be in the bulletin each week, and you'll be able to know when it is. But it will be a matter of setting yourself in a whole new path, those of you who are really looking to hear something special from the Lord. Oh, yeah, thanks. We've done away with the cassette players. Not too many people have them anyway. But all sorts of people, if you don't have one, but you want to have a recording of a word that you may receive, then I just believe that you will bring your own recording device. However that works, don't ask me. But those of you who know how those little things work that you carry around in your pocket all the time anyway, you would bring your own if you'd like to have your word recorded. So here's the team. Here's the team with Andrew and Coralie Chua. Come on. Andrew and Coralie are the mama and papa of the team. Yeah, and we are so glad. Boy, are we ever. And then where's the ones that are the coaches, the mentors? Why don't you just come up too? And these ones have been working with the team for a long time. And so they're going to be helping coach and mentor the others as we go along. And they're wonderful. They're wonderful. And we are so excited. We had a time of prayer and just blessing before service this morning. And the sense of the Lord's presence and the thickness of the anointing was phenomenal. And we just believe that this is going to be outpouring to all of us here. So we're really excited about this new day, this new beginning. And where's Steve and Sandra? Because I would really like it if they would bless them as they go on their way.
Well, we could do that. How about we stand up, church? Do you remember in the Old Testament, there were two people came to Moses one day and said, there's people who aren't on the prophetic team and they're prophesying. Do you remember what Moses' word was? I wish that everyone was a prophet. And that's the heart of God, isn't it? So stretch your hand to one of these good-looking people. Pick which one you want to do. And you folks at the front, just receive right now. So, Father, we're asking that as these people, there may be just a little bit more fine-tuned than some of us are in terms of how to hear for others. And Father, we're asking that as they minister to us, as they lay hands on us, Father, we're asking that you would be speaking. Yeah. And we know that the Bible says that we don't always get it right, that we hear and see dimly and unclear sometimes. And Father, we're asking that we're giving you, team on the platform, grace to get it wrong. We're not going to get upset when 1 out of 10 things that you say isn't necessarily correct. And Father, we're asking that they would be of great blessing to all of us, and that as you speak to them, Father, may our hearts be encouraged, comforted, exhorted. May we be lifted up through the ministry of the prophetic. So, Father, for all these folks, front row, back row, middle row, Holy Spirit be with them.
And Father, we just bless them. How about you just, you know, bless them, like just say it out loud. Father, we bless the prophetic team right now. Father, I pray that there would just be a fresh anointing that would come to them. Father, I'm asking that you would give them ears to hear, Father, and eyes to see all that you have. Father, that you have been spending years taking care of our hearts, Father. And Lord, I thank you that these ones have your heart. And Father, I pray that you would increase their ability to receive from you, Lord, and to love you. And Father, as they do that, wow. Then, Lord, they give it away to all of us, Father. And, Lord, I thank you for this team. And, Father, I pray, that there would just be a sense of unity that would come to this team. Father, I thank you that this is a new beginning. Lord, I thank you that you have allowed these ones to step up in a place with you, Lord. And, Father, I thank you that they go to you, Father, for the word. Father, that's good. So, Lord, give some of these people that right now. Just receive. But, Lord, I just bless them. I bless them. I bless them. Father, we just, Lord, I pray for a protection over them. Lord, I pray that you would shield them. Father, I pray that you would be with them. Father, I pray that every day that they come on a Sunday, Lord, ready to go, Father, I pray that you would drop a word in their hearts to encourage. Father, I thank you, Lord, that the prophetic is, Father, your heart, Father. It's words of encouragement, words of blessing. So, Father, would you surround them in every way in the name of Jesus? Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Team, bless you guys.
Very good. Mary Audrey, can I get you to give a quick update about your husband? Are you comfortable to do that? Next week will be better. Okay. All right. Just be praying for Mary Audrey's husband, Walter. Bill. That's Walter. There's a Mary Frances and a Mary Audrey, and it's easy for me to get those upset. Not upset. Okay. You've got me flustered now.
It's okay. Just you could be praying for him. There is a lung issue. Won't say any more than that. He was to have a bronchoscopic and a biopsy done this past Thursday, but his blood oxygen level was abysmally low. And so he was unable to have the procedure, and he's on oxygen at home, which he trots around the house with this thing up his nose and a 50-foot cord, so we have to make sure we don't trip over it. And he goes out in the car to Staples and leaves the tanks at home. I mean, you know, Bill. But the procedure is now booked potentially for this coming Thursday. And I know what the doctor suspects, is all I can say. And so you just pray according to the Holy Spirit, okay? When the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Lord raises up a standard against him. Amen. Thanks.
Very good. Yeah, let's have some of you just come and pray for Mary Audrey, if that's all right. Video announcements. We didn't forget them. We have them queuing up right now. By the way, our little switcher to put video on the screen has broken, and it's in a couple weeks before it's going to be set. Hello, everyone. Steve Long here. It's video announcement time. We had a great weekend with the Lared folks, and for all of you that are looking to be involved in leading one of these roundtables in your workplace, can I just encourage you, let us know, because we're going to be sending you a weekly email just to give you some tips, some encouragement, answer questions, that kind of stuff. So as soon as you get your group started, or if you're thinking of getting your group started, just a reminder, give us a phone call, and I'd love to hear back from you. Our theme this year is Love Our City, and one of the things that we gave out last Sunday, and if you didn't get one last Sunday, was these little flyers, and it just talks about exactly what our theme is, what we're going to be doing, how we're going to be doing it, and I want to encourage you to grab one of these if you didn't get one. We have all sorts of little business cards for you to give out and have in your purse, have in your wallet, so that whenever something happens that you're able to just explain to people what's going on. Our first big event with Love Our City is taking place the family weekend in February. I think it's like 21 is the actual family day, so it's 19, 20, 21. We're going to be partnering with an organization called Kids Fest. They're at the International Center by the airport. Last year they had 20,000 people. This year they're expecting quite a few more. We are the title sponsors. And instead of us doing an event right here in our building at the airport campus, where we have like 300 people showing up, we're able to infiltrate this organization and be the worker bees, as it were. So we're going to need like a couple hundred people, instead of running the games here and just helping kids get on bouncy castles and bungee races and face painting and all that kind of stuff, we're going to be helping to do that at their event and just being able to influence all sorts of people. We also need probably 100 to 150 of you who would like to be part of the ministry team that are going to be doing dream interpretation, prophetic ministry, and healing prayers. And if you'd like to be a part of that, there's two requirements. Requirement number one is that you're in a cell group. Requirement number two, we're going to be having training on January 23rd. And so if you would like to do that, you can sign up at your connection table today. There's going to be two sign-up sheets there. One is for the ministry team, and one is just to be helping at the other kind of events. We're probably going to be needing to get a hold of you, so if you could give us your details, because it is a Saturday, a Sunday, and a Monday, and we want to find out which days are best for you to be able to serve. So we're absolutely looking forward to this. Should be a great, great thing. I'm expecting a great harvest. I'm expecting people to get saved right there on the spot. I'm expecting people to be coming to our campuses afterwards. We're going to be having booth space. We're going to be having bringing our entertainers in, kids' entertainers. It's going to be amazing as we take over another group's event. So they're very aware of what our plans are and are very happy that we're going to be helping with them. Friends, can I encourage you that there's a couple other things coming up. In the middle of January, we have our annual Pastors and Leaders Conference. And unfortunately, if you're not a cell leader, you're not able to attend, other than if you'd like to help at the conference. The only way you're allowed to come in, other than the evening meetings, which are free, but during the day, the only way you can come in is if you're a volunteer. And so we do need some volunteers. We quite often rely on our school of ministry students at conferences, and they are all on outreach. And so if you'd like to help at our Pastors and Leaders Conference, give us a phone call at the office. We'd appreciate that. At the beginning of the year, it's always a good time to just remind you about some of the ways to make donations to our ministry. And you can certainly do that any Sunday that you're wanting to do. You can do that online. And we have personalized envelopes for everybody as well. And so instead of you having to fill in an envelope every week, grab one of the sets from your connection table. It has a number on it. And after you fill in the first one, everyone knows, or not everyone, but our accounting team know that 206 is you. And so you don't have to do that. Another thing to do, which is even better than that, especially if you're on a fixed salary and so your income is the same all the time, is we have an option of pre-authorized giving, which means that you do nothing. You just tell us how much you'd like to give, and the banks look after the rest and just automatically take a deduction from your account. So just want to encourage you about that. Couple last quick little things for you. Our Lared material, we have our new book on character for the next 10 weeks. We're encouraging our cell groups to go through the next series on character. And so these books are in your the resources bookstore and also at your connection desks. Talk to your pastors about that. And coming up the last weekend of January, we have an encounter that is taking place at the airport campus. And we also have a kids training on the Saturday. And so for any of you that are at any of the campuses that would like to be involved in kids work, we're going to be having a training day, and you can contact our office about that as well. Lots of stuff going on. Make sure that you read your bulletin, look at your emails, look at the screen right now and see all the dates. God bless you. Very good. And as you came in, you'll have noticed that the personalized offering envelopes are right over there. And if you'd like to grab one on the way out, and as we mentioned, instead of having to fill one in every week, you just have a set that's numbered according to you. The first week you fill it in, that's yours. And our staff know that that's you, and so you just have to use it. That's all you have to do. And the forms, if you'd like to do the pre-authorized giving, those are in the lobby, and we'll be able to do that. And the sign-up sheets for the Kids Fest, those are at the welcome desk right after our meeting. If you have your Bible, I'd like you to turn to Jeremiah chapter 29. And if you were here last Sunday, we shared our vision for this next year based on this passage in Jeremiah chapter 29. And our theme this year is to love our city. And so all this month, that's what we're going to be talking about, is loving our city. And next week, we're going to talk about how we pray for our city. And in 2 weeks' time, Mary Audrey is going to be coming and talking about serving in our city, which is part of the verse that we're going to be looking at. And very, very excited about this Kids Fest activity that we're getting ready to take over. We are literally going to be able to take over an event that they're expecting to have 30,000 people. And the good news is all the things that we were able to do in our building with 300 people, we can do there, slightly different format, different ways of doing things, but we're going to have lots and lots of opportunity to minister to people. I told you last week, I think Sam told you last week, we're going to have a private party on one of the nights, probably the Saturday night, that all the games and rides are free for our church, including the largest exhibit of Nintendo in Canada to date. Brand new Wii is being launched at Kids Fest at our event. So if you start seeing TTC ads, newspaper ads, radio, TV ads about Love Our City Kids Fest, that's us. And for $10,000, we get to infiltrate and take over their event. That's pretty good, isn't it? Like that's like $10 each. That's good, isn't it? So we already paid the bill, just to let you know, we paid on your behalf. Good. Do we have my notes? Yes, we do. So today we're going to talk about bringing peace and prosperity into our city, which is part of this passage. And the passage begins in verse 7, or the specific passage. Jeremiah talks to people and he says, "Seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile." So I don't think that most of you think coming to Canada is exile. Anyone really upset about being in Canada, being in Toronto? I was in the square one just before Christmas, and I'm doing the husband thing, which means I'm sitting on the bench outside the store that Sandra's in. And right beside me is another guy, and he's on the phone to someone, and he's just complaining about Toronto, Mississauga, the traffic, how busy the mall is, and he can't wait to get up to somewhere near the Arctic is where he lives. And, oh, I can't wait to get back home, and I don't like the city and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, I was thinking, well, you know, God bless you, but I do like the city. I like being here. So Jeremiah says, "Seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I've carried you into." I'll skip the XL part. "Pray to the Lord for it," which is what we're going to talk about next week, "because if the city prospers, you too will prosper." So the seeking peace, the seeking prosperity, and the praying are all linked, that if those things happen and the city begins to prosper, we prosper as well. I was with some apostolic leaders in our city on Thursday. Sandra and I had an all-day meeting from 9:30 in the morning until 10 at night. And one of the things that the group had prepared was a list of things in the last 10 years, spiritual breakthroughs that have happened in our city. And it was like slide after slide after slide, and it was like 20 things per slide of new initiatives that have taken place in our city, where the Church of Jesus Christ in our city is absolutely blessing our city and doing things to bring the kingdom of God. And so like you heard last week in the news that the murder rate in the city of Toronto went down again last year for the fourth straight year. Those are good things. Those are part of the initiatives. Like some of you, like we live everywhere, but in Etobicoke, the police department have adopted a what's called the Etobicoke strategy, which is churches in Etobicoke got together with the police and said, how can we help you to bring down the violence? In the Jane Finch area of Toronto, which is generally one of the ones in the past that's been a little bit challenging and crime rate in that area is a little bit higher, there's just been massive breakthroughs. We have people in our congregation that work for ministries that are in that area and are committed into that area. In Malvern, in Scarborough, there was about 5 years ago, there was four or five black youth that were murdered. And just it was questionable whether the police had murdered them or other people. It was just a lot of controversy. And a black gentleman by the name of Don Meredith just led a huge initiative. Instead of complaining, he gathered people to pray right on the spot to bless the police, bless the government, all that kind of stuff. Don, on January 1st, was chosen as a senator for our nation. All based on what this Christian man has done to bring peace into our city. And instead of blaming the police, he's blessing the police. And he's turning the culture of the black community in Scarborough that were very upset with what they felt was bias against black youth and all this kind of stuff. And our government has rewarded him for seeking peace in our city. That's a good thing, isn't it? I'd like to be a senator one day. Be a very, very good thing. So let's look at some passages in the scripture. Real quick, some passages that talk about peace and bringing peace. Peace comes when people begin to live by the laws of God. Not just the laws of the land, but live by the laws of God, the word of God. And all the way through the scripture are promises. If you do this, I will do this. If you do this, I will do this. If you don't do this, well, here's what's going to happen. And as followers of Jesus, when we live by the standards of the word of God, peace is going to come. We're called to pray for peace in our cities. And with this passage of Jeremiah says that. The Psalm says that we're to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And so we do that once a month as a church. We have a gathering where we pray for the nation of Israel. We pray for the peace of that nation. And it would seem like as peace happens in Jerusalem, that's how it happens around the world. We're also called to be peaceful and peacemakers, aren't we? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they'll be called the children of God. And so this Don Meredith gentleman, wonderful, godly man, not a pastor, just a regular guy in his church, and he feels inspired to do something, to stand in the gap, and he begins to make statements, and the media grabs a hold of this, and it's a big, big deal. I can remember Sandra and I, this is 20 years ago now, we used to live in Malvern area of Scarborough, which is Nielsen Road, Morningside, north of Shepherd, in that area of Scarborough. And there is a Pentecostal church right on the corner of Nielsen and Shepherd. Might even be called Malvern Pentecostal, can't remember. But there was a Sunday night, there was a Sunday afternoon when there was an armed robbery in Pickering. And it was like three, four black youths had broken into this store. And the store owner had a description of who they were. And it was actually on the radio and TV about this armed robbery, and here's their photos. And someone thought that four youth that were sitting in church, in the Malvern church, were those four, because they came in late. And someone had seen TV, didn't recognize them, and said they got on their cell phone and phoned the police and said, I think they're in our church. There was one usher in the lobby when the SWAT team arrived. And they just raided. Like they just ran down the aisles, machine guns out, all that kind of stuff, disrupted. It was right apparently during the pastor's altar call. And so he come forward and boom, they went to the front. And here's everyone, you know, down in your face. And these four guys are handcuffed and taken out, and not those four guys. And the media picked up on that, and church attendance the next week was real good. People wanted to see how the pastor's going to react. Guess how the pastor reacted? Let's bless the police. Let's honor the police. They had the chief of police from Toronto at that time, Bill Blair, I think was his name, had him there, and he's repenting. He's saying, I'm sorry for what we did to your meeting. We interrupted a sacred time and all that kind of stuff. And the pastor's blessing him and thanking him and congratulating him. And the Malvern Church was probably three-quarters black congregation. They're feeling hurt. They're feeling all that kind of stuff. Well, friends, we get to do this kind of stuff every day. There's conflict in your place of work probably every day, is there not? People having little challenges. And our job, part of our job, is to be peacemakers. And so all we need to do is just stand between people and say, you know, let's just dial down a second. Let's just talk about this. And as we do that, we bring peace to our city. And as we do that, the Bible says, Jeremiah the prophet says, as we bring peace to our city prospers and we prosper. That sounds like a good deal, doesn't it? Let's talk about, well, let's skip that one because we know that God's nature is peace. Let's talk about prosperity real quick. Prosperity also comes by keeping the laws of God, by following the rules that God has in his scriptures. And God's rules, are easy rules. They're not hard rules. Like, there's nothing about doing push-ups in the Bible. There's nothing about, you know, not eating broccoli. You have to eat broccoli in the Bible. There's a few things in the Old Testament. You know, I'm glad that I'm living in the New Testament because I happen to like some of the foods that in the Old Testament you weren't allowed to eat. But it just happens that the healthiest people in the Old Testament of all the nations were the Israelites because they were the only ones not eating certain things. It just happens that the rules that the Jewish people followed in Europe during the Black Plague season, 100 years or whatever that was, Jewish people followed the code of the Old Testament and didn't die of the Black Plague. And so the people not understanding the Jewish people and racism and all those kind of things kicking in are now blaming the Jewish people for causing the Black Plague because you're not dying. But it was a simple thing that the Old Testament says, don't touch a dead body. And everyone else is kissing grandma when she's dead. And then wondering why they've got Black Plague when she's covered with it. And they've been touching the body and all that kind of stuff. The Jewish people didn't do that. They didn't get contaminated. They didn't die during the Black Plague. Well, that's good, isn't it? If you get to stay alive, you can probably make some money. Number two, making money to help God's kingdom is absolutely encouraged in the Bible. Did you know that? God has no problem with you making money. God has no problem with you being prosperous. God has no problem with you being a multimillionaire, billionaire, whatever. The only problem God has is, does money become your God? And this verse is very interesting. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. That's good, isn't it? So we do business training events. We're going to be having 4 or 5 Saturdays that are going to be coming up. Is Mike here this morning? Mike Manford? Ann's here. Ann, stand up. Ann's part of the team that are going to be doing some training times on Saturdays. Bob Livingston, I saw you here. Bob, stand up. I haven't scheduled Bob, but we're going to be having probably a whole series of Bob giving some stuff on Sunday afternoons. Real practical, how to build prosperity, how to build wealth, how to transfer wealth onto your kids, how to save, all that kind of stuff. We're going to help that because this is in the Bible. Yes? Very good. God's heart is for prosperous cities. Here's what the prophet says. Zechariah says, proclaim further, like go one step further. This is what the Lord Almighty says. My towns will again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion and choose Jerusalem. That's good. So what are the keys? Well, it would seem like humility and character are big deals to bring peace and prosperity into our city. Psalm 37 says, but the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. The Lared guys that we just had this weekend, oh my goodness, every time I meet them, I'm just so impressed. We had like 300 folks here yesterday, which thank you so much for those of you that came, because like it was a little bit of snow and the roads weren't plowed and a few people twisted and turned as they were driving here and that kind of stuff. So one of the presenters yesterday is Dr. Jerry Anderson's daughter, and Dawn is her name. I'd say she's probably about 40-ish, yes, around there. And she's a mother of four, and she runs the equivalent of Rogers or Bell or Shaw for the state of Ohio. Her dad started a company that is digital TV for the that province. They also have companies that do that in Texas and Florida and like five states, but she runs it. She runs it out of their Ohio office, and they do all the installations and all that kind of stuff. And it's a, I don't know how many millions of dollars, billions, or whatever it is. They're rich enough that I think the first time Jerry was here, he told us that he got a he was wanting to buy an airplane. Had a prophetic word that he'd be getting an airplane, and had something like $50 million come to him in one check from one of his dividends or something like that. Like, this is a rich man. And his daughter's running the company, and she's the worship leader at their local church. And it's just like, she's sharing with us yesterday of just balancing life. And it's like, oh my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. This lady, like, Sandra and I need to resign and have her become the pastor. She's got wisdom upon wisdom upon wisdom. And she's sharing that it all comes from her having her parents teaching her godly character, teaching her the word of God, and she recognizes she has an advantage over all sorts of other people that are just taught, well, you know, whatever you want to do. Believe what you want to do. It's up to everyone. And she goes, nonsense. My parents told me right is right and wrong is wrong. And there is absolute benefits that come to every single person, whether you're a follower of Jesus or not. How many of you know Tim Hortons? Anyone ever gone to Tim Hortons, drinking Tim Hortons? Anyone never been in the doors of a Tim Hortons? Put your hand up. Never been inside a Tim Hortons. Okay, one lady over here. You're a Brit, though, so, you know. They have one in the University of Edinburgh. That's the only one in Europe, University of Edinburgh. Next time you're in Scotland. One of the reasons I feel that Tim Hortons is prospering in our nation is they tithe. Did you know that? Now, they don't tithe to a church. They tithe to children's charities. They have camps all over Canada. Did you know that? Have you heard of a bicycle gang called Satan's Choice? Do you know that they tithe? Every member tithes to their club. Those guys make money. Now, they make money from breaking legs and extortion and all that kind of stuff, but they're prospering. There are universal principles that are in the Word of God that said if you do these things, whether you're a follower of Jesus or not, you will prosper. That's good, isn't it? Learning to have godly character. Did I jump through? I thought there was two here. Okay. We're starting into ministry time. Nudge your neighbor. We're starting to minister. Peace and prosperity, if they come by obeying God's laws, that would seem to say we need to know the Word of God. That would make sense, doesn't it? And so can I encourage you that one of the things that you need to start doing is absorbing the truth of the Word of God into your life. And in our church, we have 260 cells, all of our campuses. And if you're not in a cell, can I encourage you, get in one as quick as possible. The best part of our church, I think, is not these meetings. I think it's the Tuesday night men's meeting that I have with my guys. It's the Thursday night meeting that Sandra and I have with the other pastors. We love those meetings. I tell Sandra, Tuesday night is the best night of my week. I just absolutely love the just hanging out, the talking, the fun, the joking, the, you know, the teasing, all those, the encouraging, all that kind of stuff. And we're growing. And almost all of our cells are going through a 40-week course on character, courage, leadership, and vision. And we're learning to grow together. And we're holding each other accountable. It's a great, great thing. Number two, if peace and prosperity come by taking on the character and heart of God, I need to grow in godliness. Sorry, that's what I just talked about, was join a cell, wasn't it? Okay, I preempted myself. Read the Bible. That's the one. I'd like you to stand up. Do you have to be the boss in your company to stop a fight? No. Do you have to be the biggest kid in your school to stop a fight? No. You just have to have courage. And a lot of times, people don't step in because they're a little bit afraid of what's going to happen. Can I encourage you that the heroes in our society are people who don't stand and watch what's happening, but step in. In New York City, there was a homeless guy recently that heard about one of the terrorist things that took place. Fadi saw a guy, and when no one else was doing anything, he stepped in. Do you remember that story? Big hero. Big hero. Everyone's offering him jobs, giving him stuff, because he chose to step in. I'd like you just to grab someone's hand, because I want to pray for courage for us. Because sometimes to be a peacemaker means that you're sticking your neck out. Yes? I want you to just put your head forward just a little bit. Stick your neck out. Was that hard? Anybody get a crick in their neck when they did that? Anyone overcome with fear when you did that? Ah, okay. So we just learned to do that in our workplace, in our family, in our neighborhood, at your club. Father, would you come? And Father, when it comes to bringing peace into our city, your presence is all about peace. You're all about peace. And every one of us are carriers of the presence of God, and we take peace wherever we go. We are peacemakers, peacekeepers. And Father, Canada and the military around the world, Canadians as a group, as a country, we are known as the best peacekeepers in the world. Every time there's a hard nation that needs people, Canada's there. Canadians are sent to Korea back in the 50s. Canadians are sent to Cyprus when the Greeks and the Turks are at each other. Canadians are sent to Bosnia. Canadians are in Afghanistan. And Father, we're just known as a nation that is good at keeping peace. And Father, I'm asking that you would help us this week when we see an argument beginning to happen, when we see someone beginning to bully someone else, when we see intimidation, when we see any of those kind of things, may we seek peace this week. And Father, may we not be afraid to stick our necks out. Just stick your neck out again. It's a prophetic statement. I can stick my neck out. Father, as we do that, may wisdom come on us. May grace come on us. May supernatural strength come on us. Father, be with us as we do that. I just want to, while you're just standing there, I just want to tell you a little story. I don't know if I told you this. Brian Girdwood, who's in his 70s and was about 65 at the time, one of our cell leaders, he goes to our Scarborough campus. We used to have a gal in our congregation that started one of the Roland and Heidi Iris orphanages in Sudan. And the Canadian government has an embargo against Sudan, and so you cannot send money to her to help run the orphanage. And the only way you can do that is to take money, or she has to go out of country and go into a bank account. And so that's one of the ways we were helping to fund her, was she'd have to exit out of Sudan. And every time she did that, she'd have real issues of getting back in and all those kind of things. And so Brian and I are going to go and visit her and take her some cash to be able to cover like a year of all the expenses. One of the things we did, she's in a refugee camp, 5 million refugees outside of Khartoum, the capital city, most of them from Darfur area. By the way, did you hear about election today in Sudan? Did you hear about that? The Christians in the south have a referendum whether to secede, to become South Sudan, and to stop the war that's been happening where the primarily Muslims in the north have been destroying the south part. And so George Clooney, who's not a follower of Jesus, is one of the activists and saying this is a good thing to do. So Father, we bless that election, and we bless the government in Khartoum to say yes, that they would allow that to happen. Your will take place, Daddy. Anyways, we did 4 days of outreach in an open field in the middle of the refugee camp. And the last day, we're feeding everyone Pepsi and a hamburger. And this is money that we took as an offering. And it's bedlam. It's like, oh my goodness, we needed armed people there because it was just panic of there's not going to be enough food. And so it was trampling of children to get food. And it was not my best day. I can remember picking up kids, because I was right there, picking up the kids and throwing them over the pile so that they wouldn't be trampled on, and just hoping they're going to land on somebody. Or it was just, oh my goodness, kid's going to die right here, and it's going to be my name. I brought the Pepsi and the burgers. Nobody died. At the end of the night, though, we're getting ready to pack everything up, and there's extra Pepsi. And so the decision was, instead of giving thirds out to everybody, we'll just save it for another, that we'll save it to another event. We're loading it up onto this pickup truck, and it's dark by now, and we've waited 3 or 4 hours because everyone's lingering around. If there's more food, we want it. And so we sort of wait and pretended, no, nothing's here, and, you know, we're just filing our toenails and all that kind of stuff, just waiting. And so we start to bring everything out, and it's dark, and there's no lights, and about 8 or 9 drunk or on drugs youth, a gang, shows up, and the translator is telling me, like, our gal is gone. She's taken the orphans back to the orphanage, and it's me and, like, 3 or 4 other of the older orphan boys that are there. And the translator is getting really upset, and he goes, they're saying that as soon as the white man gets in the truck, we're attacking the truck. And the kids hear this, and they're having their own plans, knowing that I don't speak the language. And I felt the Holy Spirit say, do you remember Samson? And I go, I read about him. And so I pretended to sit in the passenger seat of the truck. I pretended to close the door, but actually, as soon as it came this way, I put it open and I jumped out, and they're raiding. And the first guy to come, I've watched a little bit of kung fu, that kind of stuff. I have no skills in that. But somehow the first guy who's like 20 years of age comes, and he's just a little bit by me. I put my foot out, I grabbed him, and in a matter of seconds, I've got my knee on his throat. And everybody just, they just, this isn't one of my proudest days. that wasn't the idea of peace that I was looking for. But everyone just stops, because it turns out this is the leader. And in a second, he's down, and I've got him. And I told the translator, I said, who's next? Tell him to say, who's next? And I let the guy up, and he's crying. Not because I hurt him. He's been embarrassed. And he runs off, like leaves. He runs off. And they just all back off. Well, the kids just start shouting, you know, all this kind of stuff. The only problem was when we got back to the orphanage, these like 4 or 5 kids that were there and saw it now all start practicing on each other. And it was like, okay, that didn't go the way it was. I'm not saying you're going to get in a fight, but I know that the Holy Spirit helped me to do stuff that I never can do. When it came for fights when I was in school, I ran. I got long legs. I was a good runner. I was on the track team. So, Father, give us supernatural abilities. Maybe not strength, but supernatural abilities when that kind of stuff happens. Let's pray about prosperity right now. Friends, there's two sides to this. Number one is learn to live within your income. Canadians are not good at that. We're a nation in debt, and it's crippling our society that we're in debt. So, Father, would you help us to learn to live with inside our income? Give us grace to say no to compulsive buying. Give us grace to not be tempted by the newest of the new and the best upgrade and the fanciest cars and all those kind of different things. Father, would you help us to learn to live within our means? And at the same time, Father, we want to live by the principles of the Word of God, which says that we're to be sowers, which says that we're to be tithers, which says that we're to be generous to the poor, which says that we're to live for others and not ourselves. And Father, we thank you that as we do those things, you promise us, as we seek your kingdom first, you promise us that everything is going to be added to us. And so, Father, give us the ability to have ideas that benefit our companies and our corporations, pass on things to our manager. What if we did this? What if we did that? Father, give us creative ideas to start businesses. Father, give us opportunity to get raises and bonuses and things like that. Sandy was just telling me that a gal came up to her yesterday, and when we prayed for Christmas bonuses, remember we did that just before Christmas? This lady got 3 times what she was expecting. Joan, where's Joan? I saw Joan Merritt. Is she here this morning? Did I not see Joan? Joan's over here. She normally gets a certain amount. She got 1.5 times. God's good for those kind of things. So, Father, may your favor come on us. And as our city prospers, we prosper. Now I want you to turn to the best looking person either on your right or your left. You choose. I'd like you to put your hand on their shoulder and pray for them to be a peacemaker this week and to add value to our city this week or to the city that they live in. Take 30 seconds each. Go. 30 seconds. I see the men have wisely chosen to pray for their spouses. Come, Holy Spirit. Okay, close your eyes one more time. Take a deep breath. Let's just breathe in the Holy Spirit again for refreshing, for cleansing, for anointing. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Welcome you, Father. I can feel tingling on my hands right now just of his presence being with us, being with me. Holy Spirit, everywhere we go, you go with us. That means everything's possible. No limitations other than what we can believe for. So, Father, would you be with our with us? Be with your people today. We bless our city today, Father. We bless the new mayors and the GTA started in December to serve. Father, we're asking for great wisdom as councils begin to set budgets and think through agendas and all those kind of things. We bless the police. We bless the judicial system. We bless the educators, second week back in school. Father, we're asking for the business leaders. May morality and character be on Bay Street. Spirit of God, we're asking that you would come and prosper our city, because if our city prospers, we prosper as well. So, Daddy, come and be with our city. Be with us. In Jesus' name. Amen. A couple quick things for you before you go. Newcomers, if you filled in one of those cards, newcomers, and even if you didn't fill one in, we have a gift for you at the door. And regular attenders, the gift at the door is not for you. It's for the newcomers. If you want one of those gifts, in the bookstore, and you can buy it. It's a book from our founding pastor. If you'd like to sign up for Kids Fest on the ministry team, or to be part of the general volunteers, right outside the bookstore is Philip is wearing a green sweater right outside the bookstore, and he's got the sign-up sheets, and you can just say, put my name down. I'd like to get a phone call, more information about serving at Kids Fest. That's it. God bless you. Join a cell group. Go to our website. Find a cell. Phone our office if you're having a struggle finding a cell. We'll try to help you this week. God bless y'all. Sorry, one more thing I forgot to say. If you're sticking around, in about 5 minutes, we're going to be putting on a 20-minute video from our Mozambique trip. So it's just some of the highlights of our Mozambique trip. And so if you'd like to watch that, that's going to be starting in about 5 minutes.